I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
What question do you have that Jesus is not the bottom line answer? Well, Pastor, what about this pandemic? Jesus. Well, what about wars and rumors of war? Jesus. Well, what about my paycheck? Jesus. What about my job? Jesus. What about my business? Jesus. What about my church? Jesus. If it ain't about Jesus, I don't want to have nothing to do with it. Let it be exalted. God has given him a name that's above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every one of y'all are going to bow down. Every dictator, every whoremonger, every hater, everybody's going to bend a knee when Jesus come. He gonna answer all your questions. He's got the question answered right now. When Jesus comes, he's gonna defeat sin, Satan, and sickness, and he already did. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I came to tell you the devil is already defeated right now. Pastor, I'm fighting the devil. You better not. You're fighting the wrong fight. You better do what Paul said and fight the good fight of faith and get away from the devil. The devil will take you out. But if you'll stand at the cross of Jesus and fight the good fight of faith, I've got an elder brother that every time he looks at that cross, he sees his defeated self. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my soul rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the day. Ask your neighbor, since Jesus came, are you happy? I ask you the question again, ladies and gentlemen. Are you happy with Jesus? If you're not happy with Jesus, you better run out of here and find you a God that can heal leukemia. You better find you a God that can heal COVID. Pastor, I don't know if anybody's getting healed. Right back there, right over there. Has anybody been healed of COVID? Well, Pastor, I took my vitamins. You wouldn't have been able to raise your head off the bed. But when Jesus walked in the room, you started sucking in air and believing God for a miracle. I feel something stirring in this place. Anybody that needs a miracle, needs Jesus to come by your way, wave your hand to the Lord and say, over here, Jesus. When Jesus comes, he comes to relate to us. He wants a relationship with you. He don't want to be a part-time lover. And he don't want you married to six different wives. He's married to one. And you better stop having all them other lovers. I'm loving my money. I'm loving my house. I'm loving my car. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. I'm loving that. You better put away all them other lovers. Ain't but one love that's ever died on the cross for your sin. His name is Jesus. And when Jesus came, he made it all right. Didn't he make it all right? He came to relate to us. How does he relate to me? I'm glad you asked. I got 2 minutes. I'm related to him because I'm a blood kin. I said I'm a blood kin. Charlie, I'm a blood kin. I don't even know what kind of blood I got. X, O, A, B, C, D, or E. But I know because of the day that I knelt before Jesus Christ, he put his own sinless blood on the inside of me, and that makes me kin. I ain't worried about your skin. I want to know, are you kin? That's what I want to know. Stop making this about skin color and make it about kin color. I'm kin to you. I'm kin to you. You're kin to me, and we're part of the body of Christ. He came to relate to me. He can relate to me. You know why? Because he can be touched with the feelings of my infirmities. For in all points he was tempted, yet without sin. So no matter what I face and what I got to go through, Jesus has already been there, done that. You didn't hear what I said. Yeah, Pastor, I know he can do this and this, but, oh, no, 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 there ain't no buts in the kingdom. You better get your butt out of the kingdom if you're going to stay like that. You better stay straight up and strong with Jesus, because there ain't nothing he can't do. In fact, he said it of himself, with God nothing shall be impossible. Is anything too hard for God? He came to relate to me. He came and died to redeem me. He had to die. Otherwise, he couldn't be my Savior. My question is, why are you bowing down to all that stuff? None of it will die for you. Oh boy, I'm gonna tell you, this is a day that if you don't like Pastor Rogers and what I got to say, you better be finding you another church, because I got news for you. I'm gonna let it out of the bag today. And I got news for you. Mr. Fauci has never died for one of us out here. I know whom I have believed, and I'm fully persuaded that he's able to keep what I've committed unto him against that day. And if I take my last breath on this side, it'll be all right. I'll wake up in glory. Hallelujah. Wave your hands and bless the Lord if you know what I'm talking about. He died to redeem me. And Jesus is choosy about where he died. Some of them tried to assassinate him while he was out there healing the sick. He just walked right on past them. I just came to tell you right now, you're not going to die one day before God is through with you on this earth. I don't understand why saints die, but I can tell you this. I've had more people than not who have come to me and said, Joey, because they knew me. Your mama would be proud. She lived a life pleasing to God, and she's still testifying. Well, that ain't a surprise to me. For the Bible says that Abel's blood cries out from the ground, even to today, to testify of the relationship he had with God. Jesus was choosy about where he died. They tried to kill him. He said, you can't kill me until I get ready to lay down my own life. He got to the whipping post. He survived that. You know why? Because it wasn't at the whipping post where you were going to be born again. Redeemed. He couldn't redeem you at the whipping post. So he took all the stripes until you were unrecognizable. Why did he take all those stripes? Because you needed healing in 2021. And he says, with my stripes, you... Don't quote something you don't believe, but if you believe that he's still the healer today, open your mouth and testify. He redeemed me back from disease. And Jesus did not say every disease except for COVID-19 and Delta. You don't believe it? I can look at your faces right now. You get all caught up in the emotion of this thing because you're walking and listening with one ear to the world and one ear over here, and it's such a conflict, you don't know what to do with it. But I came to tell you, ain't nobody redeemed you like Jesus bought you and brought you out. And when he got ready to lay down his life, he bought you at a cross. And at the cross, ladies and gentlemen, is where the price was paid. I'm over my time. He lives to relate to me. He lives to represent me. He came to relate to me. He died to redeem me. And he lives to represent me. Listen here. This church, and I have an attorney. I got his number in my cell phone. But there have been times when I've texted him and called him, and I didn't get no answer. I needed some representation. I had to wait for his schedule to get clear. I had to wait for him to return the phone call. Y'all not hearing me. I had to wait for him to get back on the text. I had to wait till the sun came back up because he was sleeping. I had to wait because he flew out of town to meet somebody else. All that waiting made me say, I need somebody to represent me. Anytime, any place, anywhere. So when Jesus died, they snatched his body off a cross and put him in a borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. He said, it'll be all right. I don't own a grave because I'm only using it for the weekend. And on the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hand. If they wanted to kill him, they should have tracked him down. He wasn't hiding from nobody. 40 days he walked around and showed himself alive with many infallible proofs. Oh my God, I feel him raging in my soul right now. Hurry up and finish preaching, Pastor. I feel like something's getting up on the inside of me. I tell you what it is. It's the Christ who didn't lay in the grave and is still there. He is the one who sits at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for you. He lives to represent me. So if I get in trouble, even if I sin, he'll call me on the carpet like he did Joshua and say, Joshua, what is this dirty robe you have? Take this robe off of him. Satan stands to accuse me night and day, but I have a heavenly attorney. His name is Jesus. He's represented me more times than not. In fact, sometimes when I was getting sued by Satan himself, he stepped in and said, don't worry, I got this one. You don't even have to bother with it. Come on, somebody. Oh, you're struggling with the devil, and I came to tell you the devil ain't your problem. You are your problem. The moment you choose to believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, is the moment healing and deliverance and miracles will happen. Because I believe God. Because I believe God. Give F. Because I believe God. I said, I believe God. I believe God. When Jesus comes, the tempter's snare is broken. Get ready for a miracle, somebody. When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away. Somebody's sitting here with a depression over your head. He'll take the gloom and fill your life, whoo, with glory.
Hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.